The governor's executive order is the first state of emergency related to drought in Utah history, according to Candace Hassenjager, the assistant director of planning at the Division of Natural Resources. She says officials are still looking at past records for possible drought executive orders, but haven't found any documentation. After recent rainfall and cooler temperatures, why are there concerns about water now?
But there is concern going into this water year on what the levels will be next summer.
Hassenjager says this executive order now can help impacted rural areas receive federal funding to prepare for the limited resources expected next year.
They're definitely affected by it in rural communities, probably more so as it's part of their livelihood.
For example, Hassenjager says some farmers who normally harvest hay 3 times in 1 year are only harvesting once. That's less feed for animals, forcing farmers to sell all their animals at once.
Drought has a statewide economic effect. It's not just rural Utah. It is a statewide economic effect that does trickle down.
Water officials are working with people in cities and neighborhoods to conserve water now and even during the winter. You can fix leaky pipes, only run dishwashers or washing machines when they are full, turn off the water while brushing teeth, and reducing shower time. Hassenjager says too often people don't take water issues seriously.
We do have a concern on that from a water planning perspective. From a local perspective, you know, it's a difficult message to get across when every time they go to their tap, it turns on.
The worst drought conditions are in Box Elder, Carbon, Emery, Grand, San Juan, and Wayne counties. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.